relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Well, did you see it? No, of course you didn't see it because you were listening to my show. You may have been watching it on YouTube yesterday. I had one eye open to the TV screens when Melania Trump, the First Lady, pressed that switch and illuminated the Christmas tree in front of the White House. How beautiful was it? We're going to go to the Christmas party at the White House. We'll tell you how nice it is on the inside. But for me yesterday, that was symbolic. Christmas is back. We can be proud of not only our nation, but also our heritage. I am Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the 45th President of the United States. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast. We are live streaming on YouTube. We are live streaming on Facebook. You can catch us on Instagram TV every hour after the show finishes, gets posted up there, and of course, iTunes podcast, and also our website, sebgorka.com. Super excited today. It's always a special day, not only to have this lady in studio, but to have her for a whole hour. I feel lucky. You know who she is. She's Sarah Carter. She's pumping the air right now in the studio. You can see her. Follow this lady. She is a one woman news agency, Sarah Carter DC, holding up our bumper stickers, hashtag resist this. This is who we are. Sarah Carter, thank you so much, not only for coming in on a, coming in on a Friday and dedicating to us and our listeners, 2 million people across the country, your expertise, your knowledge on what has become indisputably the biggest political scandal in American history.
In American history by far. You know, you look back and you think to yourself, when has this ever happened before? Why are we in a situation like this right now? How is it that they, the resistance, those people, the Democrats, the Never Trumpers, have so much visceral hate for this president, duly elected president? And I want your listeners to think about this. It's not a hate for the president. It's a hate for those that voted for him.
Right.
That
they made the wrong decision.
That's right. They believe that those who voted for Trump made the wrong decision and that they need to correct that decision because you're just not smart enough. Wait a minute. We have the best economy we have had in a very long time.
At least 1969.
Right. Black workers are back to work. The American dream is alive and well.
The jobs figures.
Job figures are up. He's getting support all across the board. Latino, Hispanic American workers, up, soaring job numbers. But yet we're supposed to believe he's an inept president that has committed,
a criminal
that has committed impeachable acts. And we need to remove him from office any means necessary, even if it means lying, which is what they're doing. which is what they're doing, because there's no evidence that the president committed anything.
We still don't even know what they're impeaching him for.
No, we don't.
Is it bribery, obstruction of justice, extortion? We just don't know, because that's the Democrats. We have so much to cover. Yeah. We have to talk about the backstory. We have to talk about the last 3 years. I really want to talk to you as one of the few true journalists out there about the state of the media. But first, let's make it as up-to-date as possible. Big day on Monday, because there's going to be the second session of the Judiciary Committee's hearing on impeachment. Apparently just announced this morning, it will be so exciting. The GOP and Democrat councils are going to testify.
Wow.
Wow. How much popcorn can I eat in 8 hours is the question.
I was wondering how many Americans across the country, literally, people told me they hung up. I mean, they just turned off their televisions. They walked away. They didn't even bother watching the judiciary hearing with their so-called experts, their
star witnesses
who were just unbelievable anti-Trumpers. You look at their history. They donated to the Democratic
Party.
They
worked in Obama's DOJ as Deputy Assistant Attorney General.
Not only that, I just thought with Noah Feldman, you would just love him, Sebastian, because you're
Sharia Law.
Yeah, Mr. Sharia Law, because you're a national security expert. You understand this. You and I both covered that same region. Here's a guy who argues in 2003 that the extremists, the Islamists, basically the foundation of Al-Qaeda, of Islamic State, of all of these groups, you know, didn't really have a chance to govern. And they weren't going to be a big threat to us anymore after the attacks on 9/11. How wrong could Noah Feldman, and I don't want to take away his education and that he's a scholarly man. But he was so wrong. He has absolutely no common sense.
But not only that, he said we need more Sharia law in the West.
We need more Sharia law in the West.
So that's the star witnesses from this week. Monday, we're going to have the GOP. Let me say this again, just so you get super excited. The Democrat and GOP congressional councils will be testifying.
And that's supposed to overcome what the release, by the way, of the Inspector General report
on
the 9th.
This is what I'm just stealing my thunder. Stop it, woman. So Monday's a big day, allegedly, because we have the next phase of Nat. Do you think Nat is going to stay awake this time? Because he fell asleep. I saw the video. He fell asleep in his own hearing.
If he fell asleep in this hearing with Noah Feldman and the others, he is definitely going to fall asleep.
But with the councils. Okay.
So the
big thing on Monday is we've been promised so long. Finally, the Horowitz IG report on the FISA abuses will be out. So we're going to have these jostling testimony, these jostling hearings on television. I remain very cynical. My sources say, all right, well, you have better sources than I.
No, you go first.
Look, we know there's leaking. There's deliberate leaking out of the DOJ to get ahead of the story, to protect the Obama administration, an alleged tension between IG Horowitz and the Attorney General, William Barr. I couldn't care less, because an IG report means nothing.
And no, it's an administrative
review. It's an administrative review. It doesn't lead to criminal referrals. I couldn't care less what Horowitz writes. He has some dubious connections and affiliations with the other side of the aisle. The only thing I care about is U.S. Attorney Durham's criminal investigation of the origins of Operation Crossfire Hurricane against candidate Trump and President Trump. Am I being unfair?
No, you're not being unfair, but because I understand your concerns. We saw that with Peter Strzok, with the report on Peter Strzok, where the IG basically said, even with all of this documented bias, well, we believe there was really no bias affecting their investigation. Now, the only reason he went to those extremes, kind of, this is what made people so angry on the Republican side, is because, remember, he's limited. He can only put down what he has as far as fact.
So the only people he can talk to
are
DOJ employees, members of the federal government. He can't force people outside. He can't talk. He can't subpoena Mifsud. He can't subpoena Halper. This man is limited to working with government employees. I couldn't care less.
But he was angry. He was angry with Comey as much as he could get. He put in there a referral, criminal referral. The DOJ chose
not to
move on that criminal referral. This is what I've heard from my sources, Sebastian.
Stop. What do they call them? Cliffhangers. What has she heard from her sources? You want to know. You will not touch that dial. You won't move away from that radio. You can't, because it's Sarah Carter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's a special day today. Why? Because I'm going to enlist you in my army. What is my army? It is, of course, the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Campaign, helping children this Christmas who have a parent in prison. How do you do that? You make a donation through our website, SebGorka.com. $22 gets a Christmas present for a child who's missing a parent in the penal system. They also receive from you a message from the gospel. And because of prison fellowship, they're going to get a message from their parent behind bars to that child. There are almost 3 million children missing a parent this Christmas because they are behind bars. The good Lord said, "Come to me, the children. Help the orphans, help the widows, help those behind bars." This is how you can do it without getting out of your chair. Please share some blessings this Christmas. Go to SebGorka.com, SebGorka, and click on the Angel Tree banner. Make a donation. $110 equals 5 children. Do it now. Thank you.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible, Exodus, to give to her employees. regardless of your religious beliefs or even if you don't have any. I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
The Democrats continue to bloviate about tax fairness whenever they are near a microphone, but they're up to their old tricks behind closed doors in Congress when it comes to preserving those sneaky tax loopholes for the wealthy. For example, what about those tax credits for electric cars? The vast majority of Americans do not want or simply cannot afford those swish Teslas. The exception, however, is of course rich people, largely in California, who want to virtue signal, who get over $7,000 in your taxpayer-funded federal tax credits when they buy a Tesla or electric vehicle. Thanks to you. Don't let this madness continue. This costs you, the taxpayer, $10 billion, a handout to wealthy drivers who are supposed to be phased out, but the Democrats, at the behest of special interests, are working to keep these loopholes and expand them. Sadly, some Republicans in the Senate may just buckle and give in as well. This tax credit for electric vehicles is indefensible. Just think about it. One California company, Tesla, has almost 80% market share of electric vehicles in the U.S. How is that not a monopoly? How is that not a cartel? Nearly 80% of electric vehicle credits go to households that make more than $100,000 a year. It's not right. And nearly half of those credits go to California alone. The rest to affluent coastal regions. As Republicans get ready to close up bills for the year, tell them to end this multi-billion dollar handout to the rich. If someone wants an electric vehicle, that's fine, but they should pay for it, not you. Get the facts, my friends. Go to AmericanEnergyAlliance.org. That's American-Energy-Alliance.org. Do it today. Let's stop the handouts to the rich. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We left you on a cliffhanger like those Saturday matinees. Remember, I used to love those black and white Flash Gordon. That's what Star Wars came from. George Lucas loved that kind of stuff. Well, we're doing it here on America First. Tell us what your sources tell you. What should we expect this coming week, Sarah Carter?
This is going to be a huge week because this is after months and months and months of waiting and being told it was going to be released. You know, Horowitz is getting ready to release his report. It is in review. It is summarizing the review right
now. The people mentioned are being allowed to comment on it.
Being allowed to comment on it and review it. It's obviously gone through the DOJ and the FBI. There's a lot of significance here. And I want you to think about this. This is the reason why Kevin Kleinsmith, the FBI lawyer that the New York Times tried to downplay as a low-level lawyer,
right,
who altered the FISA, that's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant that the FBI used to spy on Carter Page, in effect spying on President Trump's campaign. He altered a FISA. That's why he came out and his lawyers and told the paper, oh, you know, it's basically no big deal. This is where we garner the sources are coming from. This is it was just an alteration, nothing too big, not. They're trying to control the narrative.
Somebody called it a fudge in the media.
Right.
Not a forgery. A fudge.
A fudge.
Is that a criminal judicial term, a fudge? I'm not sure it is.
I don't think so, but it should be. But this is so significant because you have to realize this warrant in this secret court is one of the most, I guess you would say, protected in law. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Warrants that you could get.
One of the most special warrants.
Right. Because you have nobody there representing you.
Nobody's there. It's done in secret.
Right.
The identity of the judges is classified.
Right.
And what does it permit you to do? To spy on U.S. citizens
basically,
here in America.
Right. And basically trample your Fourth Amendment rights.
Correct.
If you if there's no reason to.
And, right. and we have FISA warrants against the Trump campaign that were renewed multiple times.
That's
four
right.
times, five four, times.
Yes, exactly. And this is going to be significant. I'm telling you right now, sources are telling me that other FBI
but why
agents
is it significant?
Who were involved.
Go ahead.
Well, because
is it because of the after effects? Because the guy's not going to has no criminal referral power. He's just an IG. So why is it important, Sarah?
Because Durham is
reviewing. Because he can pick
reviewing.
It up.
Exactly. Okay. And once he found those criminal, possible criminal, negligent malfeasance behavior within the FBI and within the DOJ, this changed from an administrative review in the DOJ to an actual criminal probe. And remember, Durham is overseas. This isn't just about the FBI, folks.
Barr was overseas. When
Barr
I was in Italy,
overseas.
He was there as well.
John Durham was overseas. They were in England. They were in Italy.
They spoke
asking
to the Australian
questions.
Counterparts.
Exactly. And why? You have to ask yourself why. This is another very important question that Horowitz may not answer, but one that is very significant to me, and I know it should be to you. Who activated Stefan Halper?
Mm-hmm.
That's all the only question that we have to ask.
So let's be clear here. There's so many characters.
Right.
You've got to read Greg Jarrett's books. You've got to read Dan Bongino's mm-hmm. books. You've got to read everything this lady, Sarah Carter, writes, John Solomon writes. When's your book coming out?
I am working on my book right now, so
I'm hoping
before 2020. I know you're pushing. I still feel that the story...
Before 2020?
Yes.
You've got 3 weeks.
Well, before 2020 election, I'm hoping.
Okay.
I'm just giving myself a year. Look, I want to be able to tell the full story. I want the full impact
right.
of the story. Stefan Halper.
Yeah, so Stefan Halper, there's so many characters that if you're not in it like we are, if you're not being spied on by the Obama administration, it's hard to keep track of all the characters. But Stefan Halper is this individual who was son-in-law of a former CIA director who was an asset, we now know it's unclassified, of both the FBI and the CIA, and who was paid huge sums of money through a Pentagon slush fund through the Office of Net Assessment. And you asked the question, this guy was involved
That's
in Operation
right.
Crossfire Hurricane. You don't, as an asset, you don't get to activate yourself. Somebody in government has to say, you are given a tasking. We need to have that question answered, don't we?
We do need that question answered because that goes to the origin of this investigation. The FBI...
Is he more important than anybody else?
I believe he is.
Like Mifsud and...
I believe he is more important than anyone. Why? Because he accepted the first major contract in July 2015. Right. He received those funds in December 2015.
Uh-huh.
And he started making contacts in 16, early 16. And the FBI...
Don't forget, and he's the person who is essential to General Flynn
exactly.
being honeypotted in Cambridge.
That's right, where they tried to set it up in the papers to make it look like, which was a complete lie, and it's been proven now, that General Flynn somehow was interested in a woman known as Svetlana Lakova. I've spoken to her many times. She is a British citizen, Russian-born, and she has been adamant, as well as General Flynn, and now there's evidence out there to show it, that there was no relationship of the sort. And in fact, she's suing many news organizations because of this. And, asking, where did you get your information? Where did this information come from? How did my emails leak? How did people have access to emails that were private?
And who activated all of this? I have
exactly.
an inkling. I think it's a guy who voted for the Communist Party before he joined the CIA.
I think you might
last
be right.
Last name Brennan, first name John. We're talking to Sarah Carter. Follow her on Twitter, Sarah Carter DC. The website is Sarah A. Carter.
Correct. SarahAcarter.com. And you can follow me on Twitter.
Do it now.
Sarah Carter DC.
Do it now. If you like our long form interviews, get exclusive access and also this show all 3 hours without the commercial breaks at my subscription service, Gawker. Cabinet. Join today. Go to sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA. Click on that natty banner with the eagle, Gawker's Cabinet. It's less than $60 a year to get exclusive cabinet membership, behind the scenes content, exclusive interviews you won't find anywhere else. Do it today. It's a great Christmas present. Back with Sarah Carter after these messages.
Thank you. If you have Medicare, the deadline for annual enrollment is days away. Make sure your plan is still the right fit with a free service from Health Markets. Health Markets' new Fit Score compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan is the right fit or if there's one that can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Health Markets could help you find plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums, or plans with dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You could even find plans that offer benefits for hearing aids, diabetic supplies, or gym memberships, or vitamins, meal delivery, and transportation to your appointments. Best of all, their service is free. The deadline for Medicare enrollment is days away, and the wrong plan could cost you thousands. Don't put it off. For this smart, unbiased, and free service, go to healthmarkets.com for details or call 800-713-4042. That's 800-713-4042. 800-713-4042.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. Not everyone could get a ticket, so we filmed the events in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to WatchSalemMedia.com. You will be glad you did. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Portions of America First are sponsored by the American Energy Alliance. AmericanEnergyAlliance.org.
Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker? I don't hate anybody.
Representative Collins,
the reason I ask. Catholic House, we don't hate anybody, not anybody in the world. So don't accuse me.
I did not accuse you.
You did.
I asked a question. Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
I have nothing to do with it. Let me just say this.
I think it's an important
point. I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers. of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Don't mess with you when it comes to words. Lady, you can't even put a sentence together. Seriously, he asked you, a friend of mine, sorry, full disclosure, he's been on the show frequently, James Rosen, a fabulous, fabulous investigative reporter. She says her heart, she was raised, that's Nancy Pelosi talking to James Rosen, who asked the question, do you hate the president? I think it's quite a reasonable question after the last 3 years. And she says, you are accusing me. No, he asked a question. And then she said, I was raised with a heart full of love. I think evidence to the contrary is more than abundant. And then she mentions gun violence, how proud she is of our dreamers. Uh-huh. And then the president on the climate. I wanted to ask you about journalists, Sarah Carter. But first, did you follow, did that, like, scan, as they say in literature, did that scan for you in poetry?
No, it didn't scan for me. But what I think I got from it, and what I think I have been getting over the last 3 years more than ever in my life, is that it's become almost a religion for them, right? She mentioned the important things for her.
Yes, the talking points.
The
boom,
talking
came to
point.
The surface.
Yeah, just right up at the top.
Right.
It was
my response is
climate change,
gun
dreamers,
violence.
Gun violence.
Right.
This is a shift in America like we've never seen before.
Yeah.
We've seen it slowly growing and percolating in our university systems, throughout our high schools, public high schools, middle schools. They're trying to effect, you said a word earlier, to make that change. They are trying to change the system, the culture, what we stand for as a nation. It's so evident. And when you hear Nancy Pelosi speak, and those come right up at the top, you hear AOC speak right up at the top, Rashida Tlaib right up at the top. This is a religion for them.
Right.
Their hate for Trump is a hate for the American people that voted for him. You see how stupid you all are if you don't believe exactly what they say about climate change. How ridiculous you are if you want to have a weapon in your home. You must be one of those backwards people. How incredibly uneducated you are that you can't understand the plight of the dreamers. And, you know, and don't question anything. Just let them put out their talking points, let them govern for you, do everything that they say, and they'll be fine.
Right, because we're the elite. But and the other thing, if you're listening and you didn't watch that, because we showed the video, if you're watching on YouTube, you got to see it. But the visual, she stood there pointing at, at James Rosen for almost the whole of that soundbite. Have you done that in public? Do you, like, with adults? Not children in the playground. Do you, like, point at them like this when you're
never.
Trying to communicate?
Never.
So what is
I
that
mean,
a sign of?
That's a sign of dominance. That's a sign of
disrespect.
Threat.
Disrespect.
Yeah. And it's but it's definitely a sign of disrespect. But I think more so a sign of dominance. Like, who are you?
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are to talk to me, Nancy Pelosi, this way?
Do you think it's an accident? We're talking to Sarah Carter, that this is the same James Rosen who was illegally spied on by the Obama administration and whose parents, whose elderly parents were spied upon.
That's right. Wiretapped.
You think that's a coincidence?
Not at all. I mean, Eric Holder basically wanted to make him a criminal.
Yeah.
Think about that. And by the way, I want to bring up one really quick point, Sebastian. The Obama administration spied on more journalists than any administration
ever. The Obama
ever.
Administration didn't just spy on. The Obama administration prosecuted and imprisoned more journalists journalist sources than any other administration. No, actually, than all the administrations combined since the Espionage Act. Follow SarahAcarter.com every single day. She has a very good social media game. Her postings every day are essential reading. Also on Twitter, Sarah Carter DC. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. How are you doing, my friends? How are your energy levels? Would you say you're at 70, 80, or 90%? If it's not 95 or more, do what I do. Have a little top-up. It's called Balance of Nature. What Dr. Douglas Howard has created is health in your hand. Six little capsules I take before the show every day. Three red ones for fruit, three green ones for vegetables. When I take those, I am taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's pure health. Nobody eats that healthily unless you are taking Balance of Nature. You can get 25% off your first order and free shipping if you go to balanceofnature.com and use my name, or you call them on 800-246-8751. Nice, easy number. Write that down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the secret code. It's always the same. G-O-R-K-A. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back with Sarah Carter next.
Hello, neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help. And that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Hey, Mike. How's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call, President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness. I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this.
The great Jim Jordan a week ago with star witness number 48, Ambassador Taylor. Did they make a mistake, Sarah Carter, in holding impeachment hearings?
Absolutely, they did. This is going to go nowhere in the Senate. I can tell you this right now. I think if...
But forget that. I'm talking about the American people.
Oh, well, yes.
Because if you look at the figures...
The American people aren't buying this. I mean, you could see that in the ratings. You could see that across the country, nationally, people are saying, what is this even about anymore? I'm tired of this. They're done with it.
Right.
And independents, independents especially, are being affected by this because they're non-political. They kind of just want to, they want things to move forward. They care about the economy. They care about healthcare, about their, about school, their school systems. And then they see this, and they see this battle in Washington, D.C., Sebastian, that is never ending.
Right.
It's an exhaustive fight against one man. And it's purely evident based on the hearing, based on the clip you just played, that there are people within the bureaucracy that just hate President Trump and they want him removed.
That's clear. From Alexandra, don't call me Mr. Sasha Vindman, to Fiona Hill, to Zondlin.
Right.
How can you be a political appointee donor who wants to actually testify against your boss? That, I'm still trying to get my head around Ambassador Zondlin and why he's still our ambassador to Brussels after you do that. Surely you'd resign. But let's talk about perhaps the most shocking revelation of late. So I read, we have the 300-page Democrat report from Schiff's Intelligence Committee. We now know, and it's shocking that it's actually in an unclassified report, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee sequestered phone records of a reporter, John Solomon, the president's lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, Jay Sekulow, and the ranking member of his own committee, secretly, Devin Nunes, without telling Devin Nunes. Did you ever think, you were born in America, right? Okay, I'm just an immigrant, so I may have a wrong perspective. As somebody born and bred in the U.S., did you ever think that we'd arrive at a time where congressional chairmen would be abusing their powers to elicit personal information with unjustified subpoenas on their own members of Congress, private citizens, and breaking lawyer confidentiality?
No, I never thought so until actually years ago, several years ago, when I was working at Sinclair, and John Solomon and I wrote the first big story on the expansion of powers within the United States as far as spying. And but I never expected it to come from Congress. We know now that under the Obama administration, they expanded the law so that they could include spying on your attorneys, on priests, clergy, members of the clergy, believe it or not, journalists and lawyers. So you have to ask yourself, where do we go from here with these powers?
But that's an administration, right?
That's the administration.
Those are executive powers.
Yes.
What we're talking about, representatives of the people in Congress doing that.
That's right, because they're weaponizing the systems. They're weaponizing our technology. They're weaponizing the capability that we all use, which is our great technology, our internet, our phone lines, our communications system, our social media, against us, people in power. And this is why the American people need to keep their government in check.
But how can they do that when there's only about three journalists like you? I mean, seriously, we can make the list right now. There's you, there's John Solomon, there's a couple of guys at the Daily Caller, a couple of guys at the Daily Wire,
right.
There's my buddy Lee Smith. When there's, okay, let's say there's 20.
Smith.
There's 20 of you.
Right.
Okay. The Fourth Estate has
they
a function in democracy, or it should do.
No, we absolutely have a function in democracy.
But right now, it's become an appendix of a political party.
It's become part of the political party. That's what's so terrifying.
How does that get fixed?
I don't know, Sebastian. I don't know, because think about this. We found out that Ambassador Yovanovitch, there's a whistleblower within the State Department that was actually using taxpayer dollars and State Department resources to monitor my social media, John's social media, the president's son, Don Jr., Rudy Giuliani.
Mine.
Here's a woman. Oh, Sebastian, you, of course. Yeah, you're at the top.
Sean
basically,
Hannity.
Sean, looking at all of our social media until she was warned. basically warned inside State Department.
This is a really nice little detail, by a contractor, not even a government employee, who said, this is illegal. The State Department is forbidden from monitoring even the public statements of U.S. citizens.
But no other journalists, no mainstream media journalists, not the New York Times.
No liberals.
Not the Washington Post. This is a civil libertarian issue. Right. Alan Dershowitz
has said
this. Did
the ACLU say anything about it?
No. Not even the ACLU. So we have to ask ourselves, what are we turning into? What are we turning into? What kind of a nation do we want to be? Are we like Russia? Okay, if you want to talk about Russia, talk about Vladimir Putin. He basically can look through. There's editors going through stories. They'll say, we're not going to run this one. We're going to run that one. That's against Vladimir. We're going to throw it over here. We're going to fire you if you write another story like that about him. Well, that's where we're living in right now, where we're people
But
within...
hang on. It's much worse here, Sarah.
Oh, yes.
Why? They don't need Obama. They don't need Nancy or Chuck.
Right.
They're not calling down. The DNC doesn't call down to the Washington Post.
No, they don't.
The Washington Post does it by itself.
Does it on its own.
That's much worse.
Self.
When you're the lackey
that
says, my job is to support their narrative, I don't need to be. I'm not afraid of losing my job.
Did you see the story in the Washington Post, Sebastian? The story, just a column asking why the American public isn't more on board with impeachment and trying to teach journalists how to write the story, basically, so that you would become more adept to accepting an impeachment.
I found out my next article for American Greatness. It's going to be on this. This is worse. This is worse than living in an authoritarian regime, because this is creating the conditions of an authoritarian regime without being forced to do so.
Brilliant.
Our guest, Sarah Carter. Follow her on Twitter, Sarah Carter DC. Check out her website every single day, sarahacarter.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works. How do I know that? I don't read talking points. I don't have a script. I live it. When Pete and Seth Talbot, the amazing father and son team behind Relief Factor, came to me a year ago, I said, I'm not going to endorse any product unless it's real and it works. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years. So I said, okay, I'll try it. 2 weeks after taking Relief Factor every single day, my back pain was gone and I'm still pain-free 11 months later. That is the experience of tens of thousands of Americans. Don't take my word for it. See their video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com. A Marine who said, I was taking painkillers like Skittles, a fistful every day. Now I take none of them. I just take those four little capsules of Relief Factor in the morning and in the evening. Find out for yourself if you can be the next success story like him. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Is liberation from pain worth $20 to you? I know it is. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order your quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We'll take your calls in the next hour. The number is 833-334-6752.
If you have Medicare, the deadline for annual enrollment is days away. Make sure your plan is still the right fit with a free service from Health Markets. Health Markets' new Fit Score compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan is the right fit or if there's one that can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Health Markets could help you find plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums, or plans with dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You could even find plans that offer benefits for hearing aids, diabetic supplies, or gym memberships, or vitamins, meal delivery, and transportation to your appointments. Best of all, their service is free. The deadline for Medicare enrollment is days away, and the wrong plan could cost you thousands. Don't put it off. For this smart, unbiased, and free service, go to healthmarkets.com for details, or call 800-713-4042. That's 800-713-4042. 800-713-4042.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Impeachment and conviction of fake news. America first.
It's almost Christmas. Do yourself a favor. Do a favor to your friends, your loved ones. Order one of Mike Lindell's incredible My Pillows. I sleep on them every night. I take them with me when I travel. And that's good. You will get the biggest discount Mike has ever offered if you use my name at MyPillow.com or go to 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. He's only sold 45 million pillows, so you know, they can't be that good, right? Right. Do it right now. We're back with Sarah Carter. We're going to ask a very easy question, a softball for you. Should we designate narco-terrorist organizations terrorist? Should we narco-cartels as terrorist organizations?
Absolutely, yes.
I disagree.
I know.
And you're wrong.
I know.
No,
I'm right. No, I'm right.
Why?
I'm right.
We'll talk about this another time in full depth. Give me the elevator pitch. Why?
Look, they fill all the qualifications of the State Department, but that's not the reason why I think we should designate them. They are poisoning our nation. They're far, far worse, if you think about it, in the capacity of how they've grown to hundreds of thousands of foot soldiers, hundreds of billions of dollars. They poison our children. They poison our communities. They target us with fentanyl now, which is a chemical weapon, in my opinion, a weapon of mass destruction, mm-hmm. could be used in an attack in the United States. And we know it's been brought in so many kilos, hundreds of thousands.
More than enough
of
to
kilos.
Kill our population multiple
That's right.
times.
Right. And I want to send a direct message. I want to seize their accounts more so than, you know, people think of drone attacks and drone strikes. I think of utilizing our agencies, combining them, combining these agencies' resources better than we did in September 11th. If they don't, then I don't think it's worth it. I think we have to make them work together as a JTTF type of task force.
I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Why?
Because there's no political content. The end state has to be political or theological for pure terrorism. However, you've given me hang on. You've given me something to think about. Some of them do raise to a size where they do have tactical, political, and theater political objectives. And
That's
this
it.
Idea that fentanyl is a weapon of mass destruction, she's given me something to think about over the weekend. And why? Because she's Sarah Carter.
Wow.
That's what she does. All right. I'm going to have to go back to the chalkboard. I've only been teaching counterterrorism for 20 years. I mean, you know, I'm just going to learn something on a Friday from Sarah Carter. That's why we're here. Follow this woman right now. Show her some love on Twitter. Come on, let's get her to a million. Let's give her a Christmas present. Get her to a million followers by Christmas, Sarah.
So exciting.
No H. H is our band. Sarah Carter, DC. And follow her at Sarah A. Carter.com. Your calls here. It's Friday, which means it's Second Amendment with John Patton. It also means Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. The number, you know the number, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast on Apple, iTunes, Stitcher. You know it. And then also, our exclusive subscription service. No commercials, behind-the-scenes content you won't find anywhere else. SebGorka.com, Gorka's Cabinet. Don't touch that dial.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-in Pest Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-in Pest Free.